Okay, welcome back to Coast. Let's go to Final Calls, Greensburg, Pennsylvania. First-time caller, Gabe. Go ahead, Gabe.
Hi there. Pleasure to speak with you both. My question comes from a visual arts aspect. At age 9, I would sit in the center of a hill at my parents' home and focus outward in the distance, sensing maybe like a deep connection of something, of perception, and subconsciously, I work subconsciously from a flow organically, and I would draw out what I would see on paper later, but the information, I guess, was just unfiltered without preconception of what I was making. Now, my question is it possible to come to remote viewing without any knowledge prior of remote viewing, because I feel like I've been doing this all my life. Is it possible?
I'm not sure exactly what you're asking, but I would take someone like you with an innate ability above average antenna in terms of your birthright. And if you toed the line, think of me as not a teacher, but a coach. Think of an NBA coach, and you're a kid running rings around your fellows at school, and I spot you. If I grab you as a scout and as your coach, if you toe the line and you master the skill with all the rigor I'm going to teach you, then I can take somebody like you and turn you not only into a pro, but an all-star. But it takes rigor and discipline, which you do not have. And you don't have a structure. That's the thing about remote viewing, and that's what was discovered in the laboratory 30 years ago, was the syntax and grammar, if you will, for how unconscious, not subconscious, but unconscious, communicates effectively to conscious awareness. And that, we took that and ran with it in the military.
Okay. Thanks, Gabe.
Thank you.
My dad's name, by the way. Catherine is in Tempe, Arizona. Go ahead, Catherine.
Hi. My question is, Ms. Benoria and Major Dean.
Hi.
Are you not contradicting yourself, sir, when you say that Russia, Germany, and, you know, they will go up into space, but then we have the kill shot coming toward us, and it's going to kill us all? Which
no,
one's
it's
true?
Not going to kill us all. People always say that. I have never said, not once,
okay,
that it's going to kill us all, but it's going to kill about one-third of the fishes in the sea, one-third of the plants on land, and you've heard this before from folks that have seen it coming like 4,000 years ago or 3,000 years ago. But they saw something very big. It was so big they got to see it 3,000 years in advance. So we're seeing it 3 years in advance or thereabouts. That's all. But it's not everybody. And when the air clears, we have to rebuild, and we will rebuild. One of the reasons I want contact, and one of the reasons I feel that contact is imperative with something that's already observing us, I feel that they're not going to contact anything other than higher intelligence, but I'm not sure. One of the reasons I want that is when we rebuild, if we rebuild with the same ideas, philosophies, and paradigms, we're going to do it again. It might take a while, another 1,000 years, but we'll end up in the same boat. So I think we need mentors. I really think we need mentors. And there's some mentors, I believe, out there from my work. And that's why I want contact. It isn't just a titillating adventure for me.
What do you think of Book of Revelation? I know you're not religious, but what do you think?
No, but remember, you still have to recognize these incredibly archive-worthy books for what they are. They wouldn't be around unless that they were really powerful things. I believe that biblical prophets were real prophets, and they really were looking forward. They could not take, if we look at what they said, with the words, the translated words that they wrote, or the original Hebrew, or we look at Nostradamus' quatrains or whatever, a remote viewer can take that as target reference material, that's what we call it, and spend 45 minutes or 2 hours on those particular passages and put the context of what that psychic Nostradamus or Aquinas or Augustine or somebody much further back, you can put that in contemporary vernacular and meaning. And then we can say, oh, so this is what they were talking about. This is what 666 is. This is what the mark of the beast is. This is when will it start? When the disciples talk to Christ in the Bible, and he says it'll start when you see the well, I don't want to get into all that, but you understand what I mean.
Yep. Vince in Hemet, California. You're up with Ed Dames. Vince, go ahead, sir.
Good evening to you both, and thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
Just two quick questions. Question one is, how far out on the linear timeline have you actually gone as far as remote viewing?
Let me answer that before you answer two. Before you ask two, and we don't know where we are in time.
Okay.
We've looked out as far as we can. There's things out there that are anomalous. I've called them discontinuities. We don't understand what's happening. So I don't do that anymore because we don't understand what's out there.
I understand. The second question is, I've been considering going over to China and teaching English. I didn't know if you had any information on the Asia-Pacific regions for 2011 and what.
I speak fluent Mandarin,
okay.
And I am very familiar with Chinese culture. Actually, I don't have a lot of information on Asia survivability and those kinds of things, only the Korean Peninsula. Most of the information I have in terms of the future and the present are Mideast Europe and North America. I don't have a lot of information. Australia, Latin, South America, as far as continental information. Almost just Europe and North America predominantly.
Okay, I'll take my chances. Thank
you. All right, Vince. Sure thing. Victor, Skype line in Los Angeles. Go ahead, Victor.
Yeah, hi, George.
Hi.
I just want to bring a couple things up. One is my personal experience with remote viewing.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to briefly bring this up. It was last week when you had Woody Schreiber on. I brought up about our Giants friends, but the next day you brought on our friend Steve
Quayle.
Yep. Steve Quayle, yeah. And then I appreciate that you're bringing Steve on the next day. You know, so it don't seem like the
did that just for you.
Thank you. Okay. Now, yes, I had during my 20s, that I'm in my 40s now, that I experienced remote viewing process. But later on, around now, I didn't even realize it was remote viewing. One of my first experiences was that I got up late for a nap. I was in a barracks type of environment. And I got up for breakfast, it was. And everybody had left. Okay? So I got up after this vision that two individuals were the next dorm over. One was braiding the other one's hair. And then he looked up at me, the one that was braiding the other one's hair. And then I looked down, the one whose hair was being braided, and he looked up at me. And there was no sound in this. And then I woke up. Okay? It was like a little dream vision. Then I said, hey, everybody's gone. Let me go to breakfast. I went down the hall, and I looked to the left, and I looked in the door, and there they were, the same as I saw them in that vision. So I walked in. I said, you know what? Guess what? I just got to be dreaming about you two. You were looking up at me, and as I was saying that, you looked up at me, and you were braiding his hair just like that, and it all came together. And they looked at me like, well, what? I ran out the room. I said, wait a minute, I just got through this in my own mind. I just got through this like a minute to so many seconds into the future. So following that, I went into how the body experiences, I can actually fly. You know, I get up the same fashion, and it's an experience where you're not breathing air. You're just, like you were saying earlier, you're not allowed to think what you're doing. If you start thinking what you're doing, then you'll start thinking about your body that you just left.
Yeah, those are altered state. It's out of body experiences and revelations as well. And our work is strictly a mind tool. I had this argument with Father Malachi Martin before he died on Coast to Coast Radio, the only ordained exorcist in the Catholic Church who worries about this. And I said, no, Father Malachi, this is a mind tool. That's all it is. You don't leave your body behind, your spirit. You're not going anywhere. Holistically, you're just interfacing with this collective mind, which you're a part of. But we control it. We put a great deal of control on it. We need precision. Just like if you slop in an internet, using an analogy, if you slop in an internet search term, junk in, junk out. And we are very, very precise in the way we search the matrix. We want it exactly this target. If I'm looking at the Nicole Simpson murder, I either look at the event itself or the murderer or murderers. It's got to be precise. When you get what you ask for, that's how we're taught.
Absolutely. Victor, thanks for your call. Let's go next to Randy in Sacramento, California. Go ahead, Randy.
Oh, it's an honor to be on the show. Major Dames, two quick questions. Do you think the public retirement systems are going to survive the financial crisis?
No, not even that. Social Security won't survive. I knew years ago, even before I was a remote viewer, that I would never, I'm 60 years old now, I'm in the Sacramento area, by the way, that I would never see Social Security because the bank will be empty.
Oh, wow. And then the other...
Look at the reality. It doesn't take a remote viewer to know that 48 states are facing bankruptcy.
What do you think the best type of investment will be?
Grow your own food, and don't be in a place where you can get evicted. Even if you can grow your own food, you'll have to leave the food behind. Grow your own food. Use potted food. You don't have to have a garden. Just use potted plants and food. Grow your own food. That's number one. Because food, if those shelves, there's only 3 days' supply of food on shelves here in the Sacramento area where we are. If that truck stops for some reason, or there's a kill shot event, or there's an EMP, nothing's moving, nothing's going to happen in the stores.
Oh, my gosh. The grid goes down.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. And the other thing is, obviously, what I did was gold. But gold and silver are going to be commodities that have become worth something.
Are you stockpiling?
No, I don't have to, George, because the ground is my bank. I know, as a remote viewer, my skill, I can find gold anywhere in the world, great concentrations of it that are either undiscovered, lost, or stolen and hidden, and they're still there. So I don't have to worry about stockpiling. I can always find the nearest significant amount of gold, whether it's a fabricated form or a raw form, too. So that's not something I have to worry about.
Have you ever stumbled with remote viewing and found King Solomon's Mine, for example?
I have not used that as a search term. I've done some work for the SHIT group, the Search for Hidden International Treasure. A bunch
God,
of lawyers.
You scared me there for a moment. Right?
Yeah, I didn't say the word. There's a bunch of lawyers that have nothing to do. I'm looking for General Yanashita's gold in the Philippines. Did work for them. And I've done work, I've looked for other